This talk is offered by Ordinary Mind Zendo. Ordinary Mind was founded by Barry Magid, Dharma heir of Charlotte Joko Beck, and is dedicated to her vision of a psychologically minded Zen practice adapted to the needs of American students practicing in the context of their everyday lives. Our public programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
There's a branch of contemporary moral philosophy known as trolleyology, and it is named after the so-called trolley problem, which you may be familiar with. It comes in many guises that present moral dilemmas, but the basic one is to imagine that you're walking along a trolley track and that you see up ahead around the corner a school bus full of little children has stalled on the trolley track, and the trolley is coming barreling down the track towards the school bus. Fortunately, there's a railroad switch right where you're standing, and if you pull the switch, the trolley will be diverted down a sidetrack and won't hit the school bus full of children. Unfortunately, on the sidetrack where the trolley is going to go, an old homeless person has passed out right on the tracks. And if you divert the trolley down that way, the homeless man will certainly be killed. Do you pull the lever to save the busload of school children, even though you will in the process certainly kill the homeless man? Now, when this dilemma is posed to groups of people, and one of the things that the trolleyologists like to do is sort of do a kind of experimental philosophy to see how people actually make choices. Very large majorities seem to decide that yes, it's morally appropriate to sacrifice one homeless person to save a busload of children. And so the trolleyologists keep changing the parameters of the problem, varying how many people are going to be sacrificed and what kind, for how many people will be saved. And they want to see if people will actually do a kind of utilitarian calculus and simply always decide to sacrifice in order for the greater number to be saved. But there's some particular wrinkles they discover. For instance, they actually made up a version in which instead of walking along the trolley tracks, you're walking along a bridge above the trolley tracks. And the same school bus has stupidly gotten stalled on the tracks below. But this time, instead of there being a lever to divert the train, in front of you is a fat man, and if you push the fat man over the rail of the bridge onto the trolley tracks, the trolley will hit the fat man and stop. They really do use a fat man in this. I'm not making this up. And all the children in the school bus will be saved. Now, what they find is that all of a sudden, when you have to yourself put your hands on another person and push them, and the person has started to be described a little bit as another human being, all of a sudden people start peeling off from the original utilitarian calculus and are unwilling to get their own hands dirty, pushing someone over a rail rather than simply pulling the lever. Now, the latest iteration of the problem has just come to Hollywood. Helen Mirren and Alan Rickman have made a movie called Eye in the Sky about drone warfare. And basically, the dilemma centers around a British intelligence service that has drone information that a group of terrorists are gathered in a building in a crowded urban neighborhood and are at this very moment in the process of strapping weapons and grenades into suicide vests on two would-be terrorists. And this group has been known in the recent past to have sent suicide bombers into the marketplace of that same town and killed hundreds of innocent civilians. And so they see the group definitely preparing to arm two new suicide bombers and send them out the door. Fortunately, they have a armed drone in the skies above, and they can send a rocket down and blow up the house and the terrorists. Unfortunately, the terrorists live right next door to a young family with a beautiful little daughter who are introduced to at the beginning of the film. And we watch her learning to read, the father allowing this daughter in a Muslim country to learn arithmetic and to read. We see her playing in the yard and helping the family bake and sell bread. And the little girl is right outside the door of the where the terrorists are. And there's a very high likelihood that if the terrorists are bombed, the little girl will be killed. So what we have in the movie is a whole chain of command arguing the trolley problem of whether to it's worth blowing up the terrorists even if we might have to sacrifice an innocent life that we actually see and know very well in the movie in the process. And it's interesting that as this question is bumped up various chains of command, at some point this is a British operation, but they ask their American counterparts, and the Americans are depicted as saying, of course, just blow the hell out of them. No qualms whatsoever. That's our reputation. In any case, the whole point of trolleyology is to challenge the limits of utilitarianism, which at some level we all think makes common sense, that we should solve moral problems by somehow calculating and weighing benefit versus harm. And yet, both in our imagination and the real world, we can quickly come up with situations where we feel that there are some things that are not worth doing, no matter what the consequence or benefit. Dostoevsky famously posed this in Brothers Karamazov, where he has a character assert that the whole moral order of the universe is not worth the sacrifice of one innocent child. I don't believe the character engages the question of whether that is in fact exactly what God did with Jesus, sacrificing one innocent son for the sake of all mankind. I'm not sure whether we include the New Testament in trolleology or not. But it is clearly a question of sacrifice. The way I would bring this back to Buddhist ethics is certainly the way we try to step out of means to end thinking. We say that our zazen is not a means to an end. And we assert that people are not to be treated as a means to an end. We find this in many places, not just Buddhism, it's in Kant and other moralists. We want to treat every person and every moment as if it was an end in itself, not simply one factor in a calculus towards some other end that we think is valuable. I think this movie and the kind of problems posed in trolleology basically show us how deeply ingrained the kind of utilitarian and instrumentalist thinking is, how much it poses itself as common sense, but also shows us perhaps the limits of common sense, and where what I call a religious perspective has to come in, where we treat everything and everyone as infinitely valuable in their own right, not to be sacrificed to any end, no matter how good.